District of 100 Mile House unanimously voted to financially support the 100 Mile Nordics to remove dangerous trees. In a letter received during the council meeting on July 8, the 100 Mile Nordics wrote that the lodge and outbuildings situated at 500 Ainsworth Road required fire mitigation in areas immediately adjacent to the back of the lodge and the area surrounding the two machine outbuildings. The Nordics stipulated 35 trees should be removed, which are described as dead mature fir and a mix of various sizes of fir and spruce, noting they pose a risk to outbuildings and assets owned by the Nordics. Tree removal would cost around $14,000 plus GST, with options for the remaining larger trees once cut down and limbed were left with Tyrell Law, 100 Mile House Community Forest Manager to deal with. The letter also said the Nordics were looking forward to hearing how they would deal with these trees, and if the district would consider covering the cost of tree removal. During council discussion, Kaun Donna Barnett stated she would like to see the tree removal financially supported by the district, citing it as a hazard to people who are skiing, walking, biking and hiking and other activities. Kaun Barnett opposes cutting fees for upcoming event in 100 Mile Community Hall. Kaun Barnett is open to the Business Excellence Awards to be held for half a day in the community hall, but has come out against cutting any sort of costs for using the 100 Mile Community Hall. According to a letter sent to the district by Robert Fry, who is the manager at the South Caribou Chamber of Commerce, the goal is to put on a black tie, red carpet event, and that the event has not been held since 2019. Fry asked for the district to donate half a day on Sunday, October 5, 2025, or welcome the district of 100 Mile House as a sponsor of the event. Barnett said while she had no problem with half a day using, she is against cutting fees at all. I won't support cutting fees. You do it for one, you do it for everybody, and this community hall does not break even. Barnett noted. District Council ended up voting to unanimously waive Sunday morning fees so that the South Caribou Chamber of Commerce could clean up at no additional cost. Kaun Barnett expresses opposition to financially assisting 108 ATV Club. Kaun Barnett is expressing opposition to subsidizing the 108 ATV Club. In a letter sent to the district, Mark Reddle, who is the president of the 108 ATV Club, said the club was planning an MLA ATV riding experience between August 14-16 at the Gold Rush Snowmobile Trail, GRST, from the 100 Mile Snowmobile Clubhouse. The club has invited MLAs and government officials to tour on a ATV and side-by-sides, ORV, through the South Caribou backcountry. We believe this is an excellent opportunity to showcase the significant local tourism and economic opportunities that an expanded and supported ATV, ORV sport can bring directly to our municipalities and region, wrote Reddle in the letter. In addition, the club is asking for financial assistance and wants to book the 100 Mile Community Hall on August 14 for a dinner. Barnett did not agree with cutting costs for the community, and said the 108 ATV Club can apply for grants. District of 100 Mile House Council voted to merely receive the letter from the 108 ATV Club. In addition, Mayor Maureen Pinckney suggested council write a letter that showed appreciation to the 108 ATV Club for putting on the event. District of 100 Mile House will work with Engage Sport North on paying deposit for Centennial Park. In a letter written to the District of 100 Mile House, Engage Sport North asked for relief from park rental fees for Centennial Park to be used for the Park Playdays program. The program, noted the letter, is for children ages 2 to 12, transforms Centennial Park into a vibrant, welcoming hub where children can avoid screens, play outside, build fundamental movement skills and connect with peers in a safe, supervised setting. Some of the benefits the letter stated included helping to create a positive, active park atmosphere that encourages healthy outdoor activity for all. The reason they made the request is that Engage Sport North is a nonprofit organization and their budgets are tight and built around community partnership. They also stated that the district had in the past provided access to the public park at no cost to support the program. Sheena Elias, director of finance with the District of 100 Mile House, said Engage Sport North has paid one park rental fee, but that the rental fee is one part of a larger fee. As we've been working through the process of enforcing our bylaws, the park rental fee should be per day, so that adds up to about $750, but they do the full process. They just have never paid the full amount, Elias said. Barnett motioned that council send the letter back to staff to have them work with Engage Sport North in paying for the deposit. District votes to receive 2024 Local Government Climate Action Program. The District of 100 Mile House voted to receive the 2024 Local Government Climate Action Program report. According to a council report prepared by Joanne Doddridge, District Director of Economic Development and Planning, this report is required to be submitted showing how the funding was used, and it is also required to post the report publicly on the District of 100 Mile House website. Some notable spending of funds included $13,410.57 on LED building and streetlight upgrades, while all remaining climate action spending was put on hold for use in 2025 on LED lighting and HVAC upgrades at Martin Exeter Hall. Poppy banner for Community Hall. District of 100 Mile House has unanimously adopted a request to erect a poppy banner at the 100 Mile Community Hall for the month of November. In a letter written to the district dated June 27, Rosanna Sander, a member of the South Caribou Weavers, Spinners and Fiber Artists Guild, requested the district display a poppy banner to honor veterans and the fallen and for it to be displayed on the upper portion of the 100 Mile Community Hall facing Birch Avenue. Five requests for bylaw service made in June 2025 in monthly report. The District of 100 Mile House voted unanimously to receive the bylaw enforcement report for June 2025. In a brief prepared by Bylaw Enforcement Officer Jamie Suggett, five requests for service were made in June 2025. An unsightly lawn complaint, a barking dog, a report of a truck, camper living on a residential property, unsightly construction mess on business property, and an aggressive cat attacking a neighbor's cat. Other issues dealt with included parking issues, filling of containers and totes at Sani Dump, business licensing issues and business utility surveys. Horse Lake Road Zoning Amendment Bylaw adopted. The District of 100 Mile House voted to adopt Zoning Amendment Bylaw No. 1453, 2025. The bylaw rezones 590 Horse Lake Road from Comprehensive Development 2, CD2, zone to Residential Small Lot, R3, zone. Exeter Truck Route Zoning Amendment Bylaw adopted. The District of 100 Mile House voted to adopt Zoning Amendment Bylaw No. 1455, 2025. The bylaw rezones 810 and 820 Exeter Truck Route from Commercial Vehicle Oriented Zone to Light Industrial Zone.